Hey kids, come on down. Here comes Josie. Good morning. You look like you're ready for a long walk in the woods without any shoes on. What happened to your shoes? You almost have a blister? Wow, that's preventative care. Yeah, you might get one, what, in another year or two maybe, and then you got to be ready. Wow. Does it hurt?
I don't have a blister yet.
Oh, soon though. It's coming. I see. Well, that's really good. That's really great. That's really advanced thinking. I like that. Do you like taking long walks?
No.
Can you pretend like you're taking a long walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. Have you ever taken a walk on the beach? Yeah, that's good. Have you ever taken a walk, say, from the driveway to your house? Yes, you have. How do you get into your house? Do you just like appear magically in the living room? Just sort of poof? No. No, where's Chuck? Chuck?
Yeah.
Chuck, has she ever taken a walk anywhere in her life? There you go, to the school bus and back. Do you do that? What, tell me about that walk. What's that like? How do you walk that way? Like, do you like run to the school bus? No? Yes? No? Okay. I tell you, you're not as talkative when Mariah's not here. I'll tell you that. Yeah, well that's cool. You know, I don't like walking really either much. But walks are kind of neat. You know what's neat about walking? You get to go from where you are to where you're going. That's all there is to it. If we never walked or never moved, we would just stay exactly where we are. Like, how did you get up front today? Were you here standing the whole time when we started the service this morning, hiding? No? Where were you sitting?
Back there.
Back there, yeah. And how did you get up here? There you go. All right. So there's a walk for you to think about. You know, God invites us to take walks every single day. Did you know that? He did. He does. Yes, he does. And every morning when we wake up, we say, "Good morning, God. Where do you want me to go today?" Because if we didn't ask that and we didn't actually go somewhere, we would just sort of stay in our bed all day long. Or maybe, how would you like to stay at the kitchen table all day after breakfast and say, "You know what? I'm not going anywhere today. I'm going to stay right here and wait for lunch." And then at lunchtime, you say, "You know what? I'm not going to walk anywhere. I'm going to stay right here because I know in a couple hours there'll be dinner." Yeah, and how about after dinner, instead of getting up and going to the living room or getting ready for bed or playing with your friends, instead you told yourself, "You know what, I'm not going to get up from this dinner table. I'm going to stay right here, because you know what, in a couple hours it'll be breakfast." And so you could just stay at your chair at the table. Would you like to do that? No. No, because most of us don't like to stay in one place for very long, and some of us actually hardly can stay an hour in worship because we got to get up. So that's why in a worship service like this, we sometimes stand up, we sometimes sit down, we interact with each other. It's okay to wave to people. Can you wave to everybody out here? And look, people wave back. It's amazing. It's something that we do because God wants us to get moving. You know, Melissa and I have a trip coming up. We're going to leave the country. Do you know the name of the country? What country do you live in? Chuck, please reveal this to her.
United States.
Have you ever heard of that? Thanks, Chuck. Doing great. All right. So when you go to another country, you just can't walk out of the country and just go to another country. Did you know that, right? Even if you get on a plane, you just can't get on a plane and go to another country and say, "Hey, I'm here." You need some sort of identification. I have some very special identification. This is actually Melissa's special identification. And it's her passport. Do you see that? Do you see this up here? United States of America passport card. Who does that look like? Who does that look like? Not me. It looks a little like me. No, this is Melissa. There you are, over there. Doesn't that not look like her? A little bit? Well, it is anyway. She does kind of look like a zombie. But it's a nice picture otherwise. Just you don't, the eyes are black. It's just kind of strange. Anyway, this is a passport. So she needs to show this when she wants to take a really long walk to go to a different country. And now what we have a global entry card. Do you see this? Global entry. Anybody have a global entry card? TSA pre-approved? So now you get TSA pre when you fly all the time, like guaranteed. But you had to go through and fill in an application. They had to talk to your neighbors, make sure you're not an alien. They had to talk to your employer, make sure you know you have a real job. They just do all this, and then they issue you a global entry card so that now you don't even have to wait in line. You can just get up and go. It's just amazing. So, Josie, tomorrow morning, here's your job. Maybe today. It's so nice out. I want you to take a walk. Chuck will arrange it with your mom and stuff. And I want you to take a walk, and I want you to realize, what's that?
In my bathing suit.
In your bathing suit. That's perfect. Yes, go take a walk, maybe on the beach. And I want you to remember that God wants us to get up and go. That God provides the way, just like our government provides ID cards, and New Jersey, the state of New Jersey provides driver's licenses. Because people don't just want to stay in one place. They want to get up and go. And you know why we go? So that we could tell people how cool God is. And then how great it is that God is with us wherever we go. Would you pray with me? Okay. Dear God, thank you that you're with us all the time and that you want us to get up and go. And I thank you that wherever we go, there you are. I pray for Josie today. Pray your blessing upon her and her family. Thank you for her. We pray for all children in Greater Cape May. We pray for kids that don't have the proper food to eat today, those who lack for clothing or safe shelter. We pray for children. We thank you for caring for them all over our country, all over our world today, because we know that Jesus is the friend of children. And thank you for making us friends of kids as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today.